Please, sir, you have the floor.
Vice Chair, let me start by a note of gratitude to our two Vice Chairs for the way in which you've carried out your roles and for the hard and no doubt unexpected amount of work that you've put in for our convention. We should have had a chair and a president-elect a long time ago, which leads me to our first point today, the need to schedule the review conference for a later date. The first part of this PrepCom in December made an interim decision to have the dates in August based on the assumptions that have since changed, and it's important we find consensus on dates that can ensure that the review conference has the highest chance of success. The current proposed dates in August fail to do that. We don't have a chair, a prospective chair will have little time to prepare, and it will conflict with the NPT review conference. An unsuccessful review conference would be detrimental to our convention, and postponing is the lesser evil. Vice Chair, the second point we'd like to make relates to the war in Ukraine. It casts a long shadow over the work we do here. We reiterate our condemnation of the Russian aggression in the strongest terms possible. Russia must unconditionally withdraw from Ukraine. We demand also that Russia stop abusing the BWC as a platform for disinformation and smokescreening tactics to take the attention away from its role and sole responsibility as aggressor in the war on Ukraine. Twice we've received notes, verbals from the Russian Federation insinuating that biological weapons have been developed in Ukraine. Allegations of such a nature are very serious. The haphazard documentation offered in the verbal notes, which we should have all read very attentively by now, only leads to one very clear conclusion. This is nothing but propaganda. There is simply nothing there to even remotely suggest or substantiate some secret nefarious purpose. Vice Chair, our third point relates to the importance of our convention. The BWC is a main pillar of the global disarmament and non-proliferation regime. This year we commemorate its 50th anniversary. That is not only a milestone, it is an occasion to double down with resolve on the effective implementation, universalization, and strengthening of our convention. The BWC has some structural weaknesses. It lacks a legally binding verification regime, for example. Norway is ready to engage constructively with a view to setting up a verification mechanism under the convention. Yet, if the past is anything to go by, it will take time. In the meantime, there are numerous things we can do to make the convention work better, and we should strive to avoid that political frustrations on certain parts of the agenda get in the way of making practical and useful progress where we can. The pandemic has exposed our collective vulnerability to biological risks, irrespective of their provenance. It has exposed the need for better preparedness and better response worldwide. A strengthened cooperation under Article 10 is an important part of the bulwark that we can build against future biorisks, including the risks stemming from global inequalities. As the WHO have warned us many times during this pandemic, we are not safe until all are safe. Norway has supported the development of a working paper together with the Philippines, Finland, and Georgia. And this working paper outlines the ideas put forward during the ISP, particularly in MX1, to enhance the implementation of Article 10. We hope that this may be of use in the preparations for the review conference. Vice Chair, as our fourth and final point, I'll outline quickly some of our priorities for the upcoming review conference in line with the points that we've just made. One, the review conference should delegate decision-making power to the MSPs. If an issue reaches maturity, there should be no need to wait till the next review conference to make a decision. Two, we believe the review conference should reaffirm its unwavering support to the UN Secretary General's mechanism for investigation of alleged use of chemical and biological weapons. Three, the review conference should mandate the creation of an Article 7 database, and the proposal of guidelines for Article 7 merits consideration at the RevCon 2. The Article 10 database should be further strengthened. The proposal to establish a position for a cooperation and assistance officer within the ISU has merit, and the review conference should also endorse the setting up of a database on biosafety and security, the so-called SecBio. Five, the time is ripe to set up a science and technology review mechanism to keep the convention up to speed with the rapid advances in the life sciences. There is convergence on the broader element of the mechanism, and it should be possible to settle the finer points at the review conference. Six, transparency and confidence-building measures are essential to promote trust and confidence in the compliance with the convention. A proper verification system is the ultimate prize, but it will be long in the making. TCBMs are an intermediary and complementary step that can fill some gaps, promote understanding, and create a conducive environment for further work on verification. And seventh, we must strive to mainstream gender considerations in our convention, including meaningful gender-balanced participation in the work of the BWC. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished delegates of Norway and now give the floor